listening to the most original talk radio station anywhere. We are LA Talk Radio at latalkradio.com.
You're listening to LA Talk Radio Channel 1. Call in 903-203-0815. That's 323-203-0815.
You're listening to Teen Trends with Dave and Friends with your host, David Cohen, right here on LA Talk Radio.
Guys, Teen Trends with Dave and Friends. Once again, here we are every Sunday on LATalkRadio.com, the best talk station in the world. How's it going, guys? Teen Trends with Dave and Friends. In the studio today, we got Tessa.
Hello.
How's it going, Tessa? I'm your host, David Cohen, and as you know on Teen Trends, we like to help you guys out. We talk about anything and everything from, teen issues to relationships to parents to problems to beliefs, anything you guys want. You talk to us, and we talk back. So as you guys know, this is a very special Sunday. Tessa, isn't it a special Sunday?
It's a very special Sunday.
Do you know what today is, Tessa?
I do.
Can you tell us what today is?
Today is May 9th. Today is Mother's Day.
Mother's Day! today is indeed Mother's Day. And hopefully everybody knows what Mother's Day is because we love mothers. Mothers are the best. They nurture us. They teach us, they feed us, they clean up our poop when we're little babies. It's true, they do. And you know what? That's hard stuff, man. I'm not gonna lie, I would be a terrible mother. I'd be like, ew, poop. I'd be like, put it away, don't poop anymore, kid. Or learn how to use the potty. Too much of that. So, yeah, today on the show, our focus is going to be mothers. Mothers in general, mother appreciation, just because they're awesome, dude. Because they're like the best people on the planet is mothers. Like first of all, you wouldn't be here if it wasn't for mothers, of course. Obviously. But along with that, you know, it's just what they do. It's how they make our lives worth living and how pretty much they keep our lives going. So, with that, I want to start out how Mother's Day came about. Earliest history of Mother's Day. The earliest history of Mother's Day dates back to the ancient annual spring festival the Greeks dedicated to the maternal goddesses, believe it or not. The Greeks used the occasion to honor Rhea, wife of Cronus and the mother of many deities of Greek mythology.
Zeus.
Zeus.
Poseidon.
All those guys. So, with that, ancient Romans wanted to celebrate a spring festival called Hilaria, dedicated to Cibele, a mother goddess. It may be noted that ceremonies in honor of Cibele began some 250 years before Christ was born. Wow, that's a while. I didn't know that mothers. Well, obviously, hey, I didn't know that mothers were alive 250 years before Christ. No, that's a joke. Of course they were. There was people, right? no, but that's cool. I didn't know that it was, like, celebrated that long ago. The celebration made on the ideas of March by making offerings into the temple of Cibele? So,
sure.
Yes.
Yeah, sure.
This lasted for 3 days and included parades, games, and masquerades. The celebrations were notorious enough that followers of Cibele were banished from Rome. Early Christians celebrated a Mother's Day of sorts during the festival on the fourth Sunday of Lent in honor of the Virgin Mary, the Mother of Christ. In England, the holiday was expanded to include all mothers. It was then called Mothering Sunday, right? So that's how it came about. That's the history. And that's cool. Second Sunday. Now it's in the second Sunday of May, right?
Yeah.
I think it's the second, like, ever, forever it's been in the second Sunday of May. So, I have some questions. I have some, just, like, little side notes about mothers and stuff. Tessa.
Yes.
Tell me what you love about your mother, because I know she's listening right now.
I love my mother, you know? It's just, of course, that I could say all those things like, she's always there for me and she gives me great advice. But, you know, like, that's always true. You can always depend on your mom.
Right?
Yeah, for those things.
For sure. I know I love my mom. my mom is really cool. Mommy, I love you. I know you're listening right now. You're the best. So, yeah, I mean, in general, like, obviously, like, yes, mothers are great. Yes, like, they do everything for us. But, like, what is, like, the core? Like, what would you say, like, the core of the idea of Mother's Day is?
Well, you know, mothers do everything for you every day of their lives.
Right.
It's like they have two lives to look after, or if not even more. And I think Mother's Day is just, like, one day where you can, like, give all your attention to your mom instead of the other way around.
Like, all your appreciation and just, like, everything. Just, dude, like, mothers, right?
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, no, totally. I actually have a few questions that I was sent specifically about mothers, which is really, really cool. Actually, really ironic. It's dope. So, okay, here we go. Now, one thing about mothers that, you know, earlier that, well, obviously we just said, like, yes, you know, they love us, they're there for us, but, you know, there are certain things that mothers can do sometimes that, I don't know, that can possibly, you know, affect children in not such a positive way,
negative,
you know?
Ways.
In a negative way, per se. Yes, Tessa, thank you. but, you know, everybody has their own things. Everybody has their own issues. Here we go. Chelsea says, "Dear Dave, I'm 16 years old. My mom is an alcoholic and negligent. I've had to raises in quotes, my two younger sisters, but I feel so childish. I can't handle responsibility. I don't clean up. Everyone seems to be growing up faster than me. I feel guilty for being depressed and wanting to die. Because I feel like to anyone else, this isn't a big deal. I feel like I'm blowing things out of proportion, but I hate my life and I want to die.
Wow.
Why doesn't anybody understand? Why am I so childish on the inside? I feel 12 years old. Please help." Well, Chelsea, first off, there should be absolutely no excuse, no need for anybody to want to die, to want to end their life. That's terrible. Life is a beautiful, beautiful thing. Life is absolutely precious. You are put here for, I believe that you're put here for a purpose. That's why you've been given this beautiful body to experience this purpose in, right? To experience the human experience. So, there's no reason, Chelsea, to, get down on yourself. Now, Chelsea's mom, you're an alcoholic. That, you know what, everybody has their own things, everybody has their own issues, that's completely, you know, like, we get it, man, you know, but here's the thing, you know, you got, it looks like, you know, you're, Chelsea's mom, you're having Chelsea raise, her two younger sisters, and she feels childish, so I would say for, you know, Chelsea's mom in the first place, I think that you would really, 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 really obviously, I mean, this is probably, like, this is obvious, man, you would really help, Chelsea, along with her two sisters out in an immeasurable way, if you were to attempt to put down the bottle. That would be good. Tessa?
Well, see, with alcoholism, you got to understand that it is a disease, and it's not something where you can just say, oh, I'm going to put down the bottle, you know, it's fine, I don't need this anymore. It's an addiction, and it needs help
right.
from outside areas.
Exactly.
So,
No, yeah. please, no. No, totally. I mean, you know, that's the problem with, like, substance. That's the problem with, you know, like, escaping to alcohol, drugs, you know, with that's a problem with escaping to that from your problems. Like, it messes other people up. It messes people you love up and stuff like that. And you know what? Like I said earlier, yes, people have problems. People have issues. It's understandable. But there's so much better ways to cure them. Honestly, okay. Chelsea, this is for you. Hopefully you're listening. I would say talk to your mom and be like, yo, mom, I'm depressed. Explain to her what is making you depressed. And I take it that, you know, since you mentioned the fact that your mother's an alcoholic, that's definitely adding to the depression. Tell her that. Be like, mom, do you not see me? Do you not see the position that you're putting me in? Like really, 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 you know? And just tell her, be like, mom, I want you to get help. There are multiple websites you can go to. There are multiple, rehabilitation centers, even, you know, that you can go to, people you can talk to, you know, to help you through this alcoholic problem. Because really, Chelsea's mom, this would probably be the best thing. You would make your daughter's lives so much better, so much easier. And that's, you know, ultimately, as a mother, that's what you got to do.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
So, And Chelsea, here's this. Okay, if you're depressed, or as you said, you know, you're very depressed, you want to end your life, that's not cool, man. Like to be depressed, there's some allowance within you to feel that depression. And I know it's kind of like a far-fetched idea of like you're like, oh, you're allowing the depression. No. Well, like you are, you know? It's like, it's not just like, the depression is, you know, making you. No. You make the depression. So check this. Whatever situation is making you depressed, talk to your mom. Have a deep, like a true, like real talk, okay? And then if there's other things that are making you depressed, other things that are, you know, holding you back from being the happiest person that you can possibly be, realize that there is always a positive in every single situation in life. Yeah. Always a positive, right?
Yeah, but what I want to say is that, you know, like, I give you so much respect for trying to get out there and find help. Like, this is a first step, and maybe the next step would be to find someone that could help you.
Right.
Like, if your mom obviously has a problem, then she is not emotionally or physically available right now to help you, then go find someone else.
Right.
Or, you know, just...
Completely.
Just... get it out there.
Definitely. We have a caller. I'm going to take this. Teen Trends with Dave and Friends. You're live on the air. Who are we speaking to?
You're speaking to Kevin right now.
Kevin, how's it going? Just to let everybody know, well. Kevin, this is the Teen Trends co-host, Kevin. He, unfortunately, well, why don't you tell us why you couldn't make it today? He's not feeling too well.
I wasn't feeling so well this morning when I woke up.
No. I got a text message. I'm like, hey, Dave, I'm so sorry. Dude, I have a pounding headache and a stomach problems. I'm like, dude, it's fine. He's like, but I'll call in and we'll talk. Kevy. So talk to us. You know,
I just wanted to comment on the last story that you guys were talking about with the girl and who has the alcoholic mother.
Right.
And the thing I think with that situation that needs to be done is I didn't have enough information really, but if she is a single mother, like raising her child,
right,
then I would say the mom definitely has to take some courses, maybe like rehab or something like that.
I agree.
Because it is an addiction. But if there is a husband there, maybe there should be some kind of separation where the girls only live with the dad, you
right.
know? Personally, I would distance myself from a situation like that with, like, an alcoholic mother and just...
Totally.
It doesn't seem, you know.
No, I see what you're saying, but then there's the other side of it of, like she is her mother, you know? So, like, how easy is it just to, like, all right, Mom, you're an alcoholic, I'm going to drop you, you know?
I'm not saying drop the person. I was saying more along the lines of show them that they can't be in her life if she's going to continue being that way. Mm. And if she really does love her kids, then she will make that change and take that step.
Agreed. I agree. That is a wonderful idea. Damn, Chelsea, I hope you're listening, man. We got a lot of people rooting for you here.
It's a tough issue.
No, it totally is. It's a super tough issue. This is heartbreaking. You know, this is just...
I hope I helped out with Chelsea.
Of course, Kevy.
I hope I helped out. Yeah.
Hopefully you did, Kevy. I think you did. I totally think you did. Kevy, do you want to say something about your mother? For Mother's Day?
My mother.
Do you want to give a little shout-out?
My mother is in Hawaii.
She is in Hawaii, right.
And I miss her so, so much. And it sucks that I couldn't really see her for Mother's Day. But I sent her a nice email with, like, little funny pictures and stuff. Just the only thing I could really give to her out there.
That's very cute.
And I sent my love, yeah.
Well, that's very nice, Kevy. I bet that she appreciates that. I hope she's listening to the show.
I hope she is, too.
Thank you very much, Kevy. We love you.
I love you, too. Thanks for having me on.
Well, of course, you know you're always welcome on Teen Trends.
Always.
All right, Kevy.
Take care, guys.
Have a great day. Bye-bye. That was Kevy, ladies and gentlemen. We love Kevy. Chelsea, I think that, you know, for the most part, at this time, I would say to give, like, the final stamp on the issue, go to your mother, talk to her about... What she is doing wrong, and how that is affecting you in a negative way, and how that's affecting everybody else in the family in a negative way, and how that's affecting, you know, you raising your sisters, man. Like, you're 16 years old, you have an entire life ahead of you. Talk to her. If she listens, hopefully she will, then that will uplift the situation. Hopefully she can stop drinking. If not, then talk to somebody else. Talk to a school counselor, something of the sort. That's that. We have another caller on Teen Trends. I'm going to take this. You're live on the air. Teen Trends with Dave and Friends. Who are we speaking to?
Hello, this is Colin.
Hey, Colin, how's it going?
Very good. How are you?
Doing great. Colin, once again, another co-host on Teen Trends. Thank you for calling, man. We have a lot of co-hosts calling in today. What's up, Colin?
I was just commenting on your alcohol thing, and I know it's kind of scary for her. I'm sorry, I'm a little baffled
It is completely fine, Colin. No worries at all. Do you want me to reiterate the situation? I think we pretty much helped Chelsea out, but if you want to talk about, you know, like, alcoholic mothers, alcoholic, you know, like,
no, actually, I want to say something about my mom instead. I just want to tell her that I love her, and that this is kind of a great day, and I've been listening to your guys' show, and it's been really good.
Well, thanks, Colin. I do know your mom, and she is a wonderful person, and I know that she appreciates that very much.
Okay, have a great show, you guys.
All right, Colin.
Thanks for having me on.
Of course. I'll see you later, Colin. Bye-bye.
Bye.
That was cute. We have a lot of shout-outs. If you guys want to shout-out live on the air on Teen Trends with Dave and Friends, you can do so. Call 323-203-0815. Once again, that number is 323-203-0815. And, you know what? That's a wonderful Mother's Day present, a shout-out on the air. That's a cool thing. So, let's see. We hit Chelsea. Chelsea, that breaks my heart, you know, but it will all get better. I'm going to run on to another email. It says, "Hi, Dave. I'm writing to you because I've been very depressed lately. My girlfriend broke up with me recently, and my parents have been yelling at me because my grades aren't too good. Anyway, I'm pretty sad these days and would like to ask you how to be a happier person. You seem like you're pretty happy with your life. What are some things you would suggest? Thanks, Gerard."
Gerard.
Well, Gerard, to answer your question, I am a very happy person. I do love my life, and I'm very happy with it. Once again, Gerard, just like Chelsea, there's the only thing that makes you depressed is you allowing yourself to be depressed. You have to realize that there are positives in every single situation in life. Gerard, I wish that you would have written in the email how old you are. So, you know, we can kind of relate if you're a teenager. Oh, well, no, it says you, because my grades aren't too good. So that implies that you are probably a teenager and you're writing to a teen show. So I'm going to assume that you're between the ages of 13 and 18.
Detective David.
Detective David. Right. Gerard, I read your email and I printed out a list of things specifically for you. To become a happier person. You said, I'm writing to you because I've been pretty depressed lately. My girlfriend broke up with me recently, and my parents have been yelling at me because my grades aren't good. Well, here we go. This is a little, like, I don't know, like, 21 steps, you could say, to living the life that you have always wanted to live, living a happy life. It's a wonderful thing. Here we go. Number one, appreciate life. Check this one out. Be thankful you woke up alive each morning. Develop a childlike sense of wonder towards life. Focus on the beauty of every living thing. Make the most of each day. Don't take anything for granted and don't sweat the small stuff.
That's a big one.
Right?
That's a big one.
Don't sweat the small stuff. Tessa, I do recall us having a conversation a while ago about not sweating the small stuff, like something along those lines. Like how we were, we were just talking and then Tessa and I, we're friends. We talk about our problems. We talk about stuff that's going on. And Tessa actually said to me, she goes, Dave, it's honestly like, it's not worth it, man. It's like not that big of a deal. Like, don't get so worked up over it. I forget what it was.
Things will always work out in the end. You know, you just got to have the hope or the realization that it's not what matters.
Right. I would say even a little bit more than hope, belief.
Yeah.
Right.
And faith.
Because truly, 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 Gerard, check this out, man. When you, and this is, I know this sounds a little bit wacky, a little bit crazy, whatever. Dude, I've put it to the test. I've conducted a few experiments where my friends and I have put this literally to the test. It has been flawless every single time. Has to do with kind of like the universe and kind of like how like you as a person work with it and like what, like how you think, how your thoughts affect yourself and your world. Check this out, man. Belief, to truly, truly, truly believe in something, for example, like to like believe that everything will work out okay. Not so much of, oh, I hope everything works out. Oh, I want everything to work out. Don't do that, man. Because hoping and wanting, that's all it's going to bring, is like hope and want. If you believe and if you truly say to yourself, all right, this is going to work out. It already has worked out. I'm just going to wait it. I'm just going to wait for it to manifest itself back into my life. Manifest meaning like bring it.
Create.
I already know that everything is going to work out fine. And you, honestly, you just sit back, be a positive person, think positive thoughts, and everything will work out.
Exactly.
Truly, truly.
Exactly.
That's number one. Number two, choose friends wisely. Surround yourself with happy, positive people who share your values and goals. Friendships that have the same ethics as you, or friends that have the same ethics of you, will encourage you to achieve your dreams. They help you to feel good about yourself. They're there to lend a helping hand when needed. Friends are dope. They really are. I have read this before, these 21 steps, and I brought these out for you, my man. But within these 21 steps, I try to follow these as much as I can. Choosing your friends wisely is a huge one. Because this is a proven fact, you are like your friends. You surround yourself with people you can relate to in one way or another, because, you know, there are friends, you're like, oh, we're complete opposites, but we're still best friends, you know, stuff like that. There's something within each of you that attracts. That's why you guys are friends. You know, think about it. Think about it like in a bigger spectrum of things. Like, you know, instead of just like the randomness of this person being your friend, like, why are they your friend? You know, and if you surround yourself with happy, positive people, therefore, you will essentially be a happy, positive person. Because people that you surround yourself with will bring you up and they can take you down, depending on the group of people. So, Gerard, do that. Do that. Number three, be considerate, accept others for who they are as well as where they are in life. Respect them from, respect them for who they are. Accept and respect. Touch them with a kind and generous spirit. Help when you are able to without trying to change the other person. Try to brighten the day of everyone you come in contact with. That all, you know, that all ties into, you know, just like being a positive person. If you generate, you know, positive energy and you are a positive person, therefore, you will just only have positivity surround yourself in your life. You will not be depressed. You will not have to worry about things. It's true. You know, what you put out is what you get back.
Yeah.
Regardless of whether regardless of like whether you, you know, believe in that or not. I found that in my life, this is to have been very factual, very, very real.
Yeah, you want to treat people the way you want to be treated, and however cliche that is, it's so true.
Right?
Like, you can't get any truer.
Right? For sure. I totally agree. We have another call calling in on Teen Trends. Hello, you are live on the air, Teen Trends with Dave and Friends. How can we help you?
Hi, my name is Jarrell. I was calling to speak to the Buried Life.
Oh, my friend, I think that is another show. In an hour.
In an hour?
Yes, sir. You can call back in an hour.
Okay.
All right. Thank you very much.
Okay, call back an hour. So call back like around 4 o'clock, I guess?
The next show starts at 2 o'clock, so you can go from 2 to 3.
Okay, because I'm in Missouri and it's like 3:30 right now.
Let's see, it's 1:30, 2:30,
3:30.
try
it.
If it's 3:30, then call it 4:30.
Yeah, exactly.
Okay.
All right, man.
Okay.
Thank you very much. yes, the next show they have a celebrity guest coming in, and I would call in. That's exciting, celebrity guest. I gotta get a celebrity guest on Teen Trends. That'd be cool, right?
Yeah, let's get a musician.
Right? That'd be really awesome. Yeah. Let's get a musician.
Let's go meet some.
Let's do it.
Yeah.
Celebrities, call in live on the air. 323-203-0815. No.
Let's call us up.
All right, let's get back to Gerard. That's funny. Was that guy's name Gerard?
I think so. Yeah.
I was like, Gerard?
He definitely had like a Missouri accent, though, so it was like Jared or something. Yeah. Gerard?
That's really funny. That's quite
it's
ironic.
It's ironic, yeah.
Maybe it was Gerard, no. Maybe Gerard wanted to talk to the celebrity guest.
Yeah, he's trying to hide behind the wall.
Right? All right. Number four, learn continuously. Keep up to date with the latest news regarding your career and hobbies. Try new and daring things that have sparked your interest, such as dancing, skiing, surfing, skydiving. Ooh, skydiving. That's a crazy one. I don't know if I'd go skydiving. That's what the sheet says, though. Hey, everybody, let's go skydiving. You'll feel great.
Skydiving is actually pretty cool. I haven't been, but I've been in like one of those wind tunnels.
Oh yeah.
And it's the most amazing feeling. It's like you're totally free. Yeah, it's really good.
I would imagine.
Yeah.
But here we go. The thing about learning continuously is don't ever like shut off your ability to gain new information. Don't ever accept the fact that you have reached your maximum limit of knowledge, maximum limit of life. For example, I'm so depressed, there's no way I can get out of this. Might as well just call it quits.
Yeah.
It's not true, man. That is within you. We are absolutely flawlessly limitless human beings. We are. It's true. You know, and I've said that to a few people before. Well, I just said it on the air, so I said it to a bunch of people. But I've said it to people's faces, and they've been like, you know what, man? Like, you're crazy, dude. Like, how are we limitless? It's like, well, dude, like, we have, like, there's nothing stopping. Think of it in, like, simple terms. Like, there's nothing stopping us from thinking beyond, you know? Like, our minds are as powerful as you make them. So, like, once again, this ties into the simplistic form of depression. Yeah. Like, if you think you're going to be depressed, if you end at depression, that's where you're going to be. But if you allow yourself to progress and you allow yourself to see the silver lining in every situation, you will always come out happier. Number five, creative problem solving. Don't wallow.
Create problems.
Yeah, create problems, guys. It's
to
awesome.
Be happier.
JK.
LOL.
JK lols. Burbs. Don't wallow in self-pity. As soon as you face a challenge, get busy finding a solution. Gerard, this is for you right here. Number five is the main one. Check this. As soon as you face a challenge, for example, grades, your girlfriend breaking up with you,
your parents.
As soon as you face a challenge, get busy finding a solution. Don't let setbacks affect your mood. Instead, see how each new obstacle you face, view that as an opportunity to make a positive change. What did I just say? Right? Check it out. Check it out. Learn to trust your gut instincts. It's almost always right. It's true. Do number six, do what they love. Some statistics show that 80% of people dislike their jobs. No wonder there's so many unhappy people running around. We spend a great deal of our life working. Choose a career that you enjoy. The extra money of a job you don't get isn't worth it. Make time to enjoy your hobbies and pursue special interests. Right?
Find something you really enjoy. You know, don't sweat the small stuff.
Yeah, because, like, if you think how much this sucks, right? So you have this beautiful body to experience this beautiful life in. This world is your playground, right? And you're stuck waking up every morning, going to work, working for 8 hours, coming home, eating dinner, going to bed, waking up, going to work, eating dinner, going to bed. That's not fun, right?
No.
Like, that's not, like, living a life that, like, you want to lead.
No.
You know? So, do something you enjoy. Just, and period, end of report. Do something you enjoy. Number seven, enjoy life. Take the time to see the beauty around you. There's more to life than work. Take time to smell the roses. Watch a sunset or sunrise with a loved one. Take a long walk. Or take a walk along the seashore. A long walk along the seashore. Hike in the woods, etc., etc. Learn to live in the present moment and cherish it. Don't live in the past or the future. That is such a large one. That is such a big one. Live in the moment. You know, you've heard that before. Live in the moment. You know, you've totally heard it, but it's about applying it. How do you live in the moment? It sounds difficult because your mind is constantly running, like, oh, what do I have to do? You know, oh, I have to do this, I gotta do that. Oh, damn it, I didn't do that. You know? It's like, if you're doing that, then you're constantly missing out on the beautiful moments that you're being blessed with every single moment. You know? The moment is yours. It's true. You make it. It's all about how you make it. Number eight, I love this one. Laugh. Ha 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 ha. Ha 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 ha. Laugh.
Kind of self-explanatory,
though. Yeah, dude. Like, don't take yourself too seriously. Don't take life too seriously. You know? You can find humor in just about any situation. Laugh at yourself. No one's perfect. You know? And, you know, that also ties into, like, ego. If you can't laugh at yourself, man, what are you hiding? Like, what are you hiding from? Like, what aren't you laughing at?
Yeah.
You know?
No one wants to be around someone who doesn't smile or laugh.
Right?
It's not fun.
Right?
And people want fun.
People want fun.
They want to laugh.
Right? Unless you're a negative person.
Well, then no one wants to be around you.
Right? Exactly.
And then you don't want friends.
And then the negative people will, like, attract to each other, and then it'll just be a bunch of grimy people that are just like, I hate life.
Emo kids.
Emo kids.
Emo kids.
But, like, Like, really, man, just laugh. When appropriate, laugh and make light of circumstances. Naturally, there are times that you should be serious, as it would be improper to laugh. No, it's totally true.
Like a funeral.
Like a funeral.
Don't laugh at a funeral.
Yeah. There you go. 2 points to Tessa. Number 9, forgive. Holding a grudge will hurt no one but yourself. Forgive others for your own peace of mind.
Oh, my God. This is so important. This is probably the most important one.
Yeah? Here.
Living with someone who holds grudges is probably... It's terrible. Just, like, it's so bad.
Yeah.
I can't get over this. Like, you don't want to be with someone who always brings up the same thing, something you did wrong. Like,
right?
Yeah.
Totally.
You got to learn to forgive and forget.
I would completely agree. Because also, like, think about it this way. If you don't forgive and don't forget, you know... Then, well, you know, forgive and forget. Forget can be questionable sometimes, you know, because if there's, for example, if you're like in a relationship and, you know, a guy or girl, they cheat on you.
Well, yeah, but that's different.
That is completely different.
Yeah, you probably don't want to be around that person anyways.
Right.
But if it's a mistake or something, you're not going to let them that take a hold of you
right.
in your relationship.
No,
it's
totally.
Just, it's terrible.
Totally.
Yeah.
You know, and I would say, like, in a situation like that, yes, forgive, but don't try not to forget. Don't forget.
Don't forget.
You know, just because, like, that way, if hypothetically, obviously, it's not like you can, like, just absolutely drop it and forget it. You know, it's not going to work that way. But, like, you know, just, like, have it remember that, you know, if something in the relationship were to come up again, you know, to where, like, it's kind of sketchy. That could, you know, that could remember. Could
well,
remember that.
You know, you can't really ever forget something. I'm just talking about, like, in general.
Right, no, for sure.
You're obviously not going to forget something that hurt you like that, but...
Right. You just, like, reach into your brain, like,
right, yeah.
pluck a neuron,
no, it's
like,
gone.
All right,
yeah.
later.
That didn't happen. I'm what? Repressing it.
Wait, what happened? What?
Exactly.
What?
Exactly, David.
I'm just playing. yeah, and, you know, another thing about holding a grudge is check this out. A grudge, holding a grudge is just like holding negativity. So you hold that within you and you don't let it go, it's going to be growing. It's going to be festering within your body and it's nasty. It's a negative energy. It is. Number 10, gratitude. Develop an attitude of gratitude. Count your blessings. Oh my God, I love this one. I count my blessings every day, and for reals, like, my life, like, when I started to count my blessings, my life started to get better. I don't know what it is. I don't know why, but it's true.
You're just thankful for more.
Right?
You know, you realize what you have.
Therefore, you attract more.
Yeah.
Right? Gratitude. Develop an attitude of gratitude. Count your blessings, all of them, even the things that seem trivial. Be grateful for your home, your work, and most importantly, your family and friends. Take the time to tell them that you are happy and that they are in your life. I do that. I close my eyes and I thank for, I truly do. I thank for my friends. I thank for my family. I thank for food, man, because food is awesome.
Food is awesome.
If you don't know me, I love food. Food is so bomb. Food is bomb diggity. Hey guys, be grateful for your mothers.
Oh, ooh,
right?
A little twist on that.
Right?
Yeah. No, but the on a serious note, when someone randomly tells you that they're thankful for you or that they're happy with you or like you're proud, they're proud of you, then you just it's even better than a present or a gift or something.
Oh, completely.
Yeah, because it's something you can hold within you and know.
It's something that like touches deeper than the physical.
Right.
You know, it touches your heart.
Yeah. Instead of telling your mom that you love her and you respect her just on today, just on the second Sunday of May, why don't you tell her
every day,
or even every month? You know?
Yeah. I tell my mom I love her every day.
Yeah.
I wake up, I walk outside, you know, I go to school, I'm like, I love you, Mama. She's like, I love you too, Dave. Like, have a great day. She's like, alrighty, I will. I'm like, alright.
Your bye-bye. Mom's so cute.
I love my mom.
Your
She's the greatest.
Mom's so cute.
Number 11. Invest in relationships. Always make sure your loved ones know you love them. Hey, kind of like we were just talking about, even in times of conflict. Nurture and grow your relationships with your family and friends by making the time to spend with them. Don't break your promises with them. Be supportive. By the way, these 21 steps, they're not just for Gerard. They go deeper. Hey, we got a caller, Teen Trends with Dave and Friends. Let's see who's on the air. How's it going? Teen Trends with Dave and Friends. You're live on the air. I'm your host, Dave. What's up?
Hi, Dave. My name is Kathy.
Hey, Kathy.
And I just want... How you doing?
I'm doing great. How are you?
Good. I just want to thank you for saying such a nice thing about moms on your show today. I've been listening to your show.
Well,
and I think you help out kids really a lot. And I think I'm a mom.
Oh, well, happy Mother's Day, Kathy.
Good advice.
Thank you very much. I say happy Mother's Day, Kathy.
Thank you.
Well, thank you for shedding some love. You know, as we were just talking about on the air, gratuity. That's cool. You're showing us gratitude. You're already on the 11th step.
Oh, thank you. Well, I just wanted to ask you a question.
What's up, Kathy?
I have two boys. I have a boy who's 10 years old and another boy who's 14. And sometimes they show me a lot of love, but other times they are so nasty to me. And I try to help them out, and their dad's a good dad too, but I don't know how to manage them and how to get them to clean up their room all the time and, you know, how to talk to them kindly when they're mad and they're kicking things and they're fighting with each other. You know, I understand that you are older than my boys, so they are listening right now. So what would you tell them? I have the radio on the computer.
All right.
What would you tell them to do to help me out since it's Mother's Day, not just today?
Since it's Mother's Day. Okay. All right.
To listen and behave a little bit better, because they like you and they listen to you.
Oh, well,
so
thanks.
Tell them.
Thanks very much. Well, boys, I'm sorry, Kathy. Do you mind if I get their names? Is that okay? If we can.
Well, I think they might be embarrassed, so I won't do that because I don't know.
All right. Okay. That's completely fine. Well, listen, boys.
Let's just call them Bobby and Jeff. I don't know.
Bobby and Jeff. All right. Bobby and Jeff. This is Dave. Listen, for reals, like, here we go. Your mom. From the 2 minutes and 34 seconds that we've been talking to her on the air, she sounds like a wonderful woman, okay? At birth, she strived to bring you into this world, man. She fed you. If you're 10 year and if you're 10 and 14, clearly you've been fed, you've been pampered, you know? She's calling in because she needs my help with getting you guys, you know, to appreciate her more. Really, listen, okay? If you guys want to be, you know, mature people, mature human beings, and you want to get the respect that you deserve as a human being, you got to respect your elders. You got to respect your mom. You got to respect your dad. Don't fight them when they ask you to do something. Trust me, I remember being 14 years old. I remember being 10 years old. It's hard. It's difficult. You know, you're like, oh, I don't want to do that. No, I don't want to do that. No, I don't want to do that. Seriously, dude, you're being immature, right, Tessa?
Well, are immature. You know, they're little boys.
Tessa, do you want to say something?
You know, go ahead. I'm sorry.
Oh no, please, Kathy, go on.
No, they're listening, and I think they're a little embarrassed. They're just kind of sitting here, but.
Don't be embarrassed, boys. It's just life.
Right. I mean,
it's real life,
man. And we don't ask things that are out of the ordinary. We just ask that they pick up their room and be respectful to other people and, you know, love kindly. And you know, when we ask them to go to church, not to, you know, argue with us and just, you know, do their homework.
Right.
And just be good boys.
Dude,
and, you know, we let them play. They're both on, you know, baseball teams. They both have a great life. We give them everything, computers and cell phones. And, you know, it just seems like they don't appreciate it sometimes.
All right. boys, listen, you got a better life than most kids do, okay? You appreciate this life that you live. If you can't do the simple things like cleaning up your room, doing your homework, where are you going to be? Like, come on, man, for reals. Like, in all seriousness, like, just, it's not worth, once again, the negativity. You know, you guys can understand the concept of negative and positive, happy, sad, okay? Well, if you put out sadness, that's what you're gonna get back, man. You gotta be happy, you gotta do your chores, you gotta give love to your parents, you gotta give love to your friends.
Absolutely.
And what?
That's for sure. Thank
right?
you.
No problem.
Keep talking.
You want me to keep talking? Okay. Well, that's what it comes down to. And so it's really, really true, boys. And I'm coming to you from, you know, I've been there. You know, my mom used to tell me to, you know, take out the trash. My dad was the one that told me to take out the trash. My mom used to tell me, clean up my room, do this. No joke, I was in your shoes. I'd be like, no, I don't wanna, you know? And then, like, later in life, you know, I looked back at myself, and I realized how much of, excuse the language, a douchebag I was. It's true. You know, you don't want to be a meanie. And I promise you, mark my words, if you keep this attitude up with not doing your stuff, and I'm not saying you kids are bad kids, I don't know you that well, you know, I'm really not saying you're bad
kids.
Yeah,
kids.
They sound like good kids, you know, you said that they give you love.
They just shirk their responsibilities and they get angry.
Well, if you keep up the anger, don't, you know, if you keep up even the temporary anger, you know, because if you guys have a great mom, you know, then you're gonna, you know, you ultimately will be, you know, good kids, and you sound like you're good kids. Well, I haven't talked to you, but
they are good kids.
But really, if you keep up, you know, if you keep being angry and stuff, then you're gonna look back at yourself in 2-3 years, you're gonna be like, wow, I was not a nice person, you know, and you don't want that. You don't want that at all. You want to look back at yourself in 2-3 years and be like, you know what? I was a pretty cool little kid. You know? I had my stuff in line, you know? And you know, even doing that stuff now, it'll prepare you for more in the future. That's about it.
Well, listen, I thank you so much. I love your show. My boys love your show.
Well, thank you,
Kathy.
And thank
you for saying those lovely things about mothers, and you have made my Mother's Day.
Oh, thank you, Kathy.
Thank you. They're listening to you, and you boys are going to be better now because Dave told you to, right? Okay, they're saying yes. Okay.
All right. I'll see you later, Kathy. Thank Bye, you. Boys.
Bye. Goodbye. I like your guest. She's really sweet.
Oh, well, Tessa, say hi.
Hi.
Hey, Tessa. Thank
right.
you.
Happy thank Mother's you guys very Day. Much for calling in on Teen Trends. Happy Mother's Day, Kathy.
Thank you.
All right. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
That's very sweet. That's very, very nice. I love wonderful people. I love positive people. She's really, really cool. I just want to finish up these last few steps. Just in general, you know, Gerard, we pretty much already helped you out. This is how the whole step thing started. But, you know, this is for just people in general. The kids. Kathy's kids. I know you're listening. Check this out. Keep your word. Honesty is the best policy. Every action and decision you make should be based on honesty. Be honest with yourself and your loved ones. Okay? Meditate. This is a really big one. This is one of my favorite ones. Meditation gives your brain a rest.
Your active brain.
Gives your active brain a rest. When it's rested, you have more energy and function at a higher level. Types of meditation include yoga, hypnosis, relaxation, tapes, affirmations, visualizations, or just sitting in silence, finding something you enjoy. You know? Another one, optimism. See, the glass is half full. That's pretty self-explanatory. You know? Like I said earlier, find the positive side of every situation. That's all that matters. Right? The positive side of every situation. There's only a few more. Love unconditionally. Oh my God, this is such an insane one. It really is.
For lack of a better term.
Really is. Really is. We're running out of time. I want to put this one out there. Love unconditionally. Accept others for who they are. You don't put limitations on your love, even though you may not always like the actions of your loved ones. You continue to love them. Send them love. Really, really, really. You'd be amazed of how much love you get back when you put it out. You would be absolutely amazed. Okay? The last one I'm going to end the show on, and kids, this is for you. Kathy's kids, this one is specifically for you. Take responsibility. Happy people know and understand they are 100% responsible for their life. They take responsibility for their moods, attitudes, thoughts, feelings, actions, and words. They are the first to admit when they made a mistake. That's that. Guys, I want to thank you very much for listening to Teen Trends with Teen Trends with Dave and Friends. Tessa, I want to thank you for being on the air with us. Teen Trends with Dave and Friends. I'm your host, David Cohen. Thank you so much for listening. Happy Mother's Day for
happy
all the mothers
Day.
Out there. And you guys have a happy, wonderful, exciting Sunday. Bye-bye.